John 11:45-57, an unintended prophecy. Hear the word of the Lord today. Sometimes God speaks in strange ways. In this last passage in John chapter 11, God spoke prophetically through the high priest Caiaphas, even though he had no intention of speaking God's words. We have studied the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead in John 11. It is an amazing miracle. Many saw it and believed. It is also amazing that some people who witnessed the miracle did not believe, but went to consult with the Pharisees who wanted to kill Jesus. What was God's heart towards those people who hated Jesus? Why did God speak prophetically through Caiaphas the high priest? These are some of the questions we will consider in this study. I believe God is still speaking to us today. Let us prepare our hearts again to hear the word of the Lord through this final passage in John chapter 11. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 11:45-57, an unintended prophecy. Verse 45. Therefore, many of the Jews who came to Mary and saw what Jesus did believed in him. But some of them went away to the Pharisees and told them the things which Jesus had done. The chief priests, therefore, and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, "What are we doing? For this man does many signs. If we leave him alone like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation." Meditation question. Why did the chief priests and Pharisees plot to kill Jesus? Many of the Jews who came to Mary and saw what Jesus did believed in him. However, some who had witnessed Lazarus rising from the dead did not believe. They went to tell the chief priests and Pharisees what Jesus had done. It is sad to think that even though they saw Lazarus rise from the dead, they rejected Jesus. They refused to believe. Instead, they went to tell the Pharisees, knowing that they were trying to murder Jesus. The council mentioned in verse 47 was the Sanhedrin. It was composed of 71 members, including the high priests who presided over the 70 other religious leaders. The majority were Sadducees, and the minority were Pharisees. This council governed the religious and political affairs of Jews during the Roman occupation. The council feared that if they did nothing, everyone would believe in Jesus. Then the Romans would come and take away our place and our nation, they said. They reasoned that if many people honored Jesus as their king and Messiah, the Romans would take away their limited self-rule. Our place referred to their positions of power and authority under the Romans. It is amazing to understand that they admitted that the signs Jesus did were real, including the raising of Lazarus from the dead. However, they did not consider the question, is Jesus really the Messiah? Their thinking was not rooted in the fear of God, which is the beginning of knowledge, Proverbs 1:7. They were the religious leaders of Israel, but did not honor the Lord or seek truth from him. They relied on their own logic and were motivated by self-interest. They wanted to maintain their own power and positions. This was their priority. Jesus said in Luke 16:31, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead." We assume that if people see a great miracle like raising Lazarus from the dead, that they would believe. But this is not true. Jesus said that some people will not believe even if they see someone rise from the dead. Verse 49, "But a certain one of them, Caiaphas, being the high priest that year, said to them, 'You know nothing at all, nor do you consider that it is advantageous for us that one man should die for the people and that the whole nation not perish.'" Verse 51, Now, he didn't say this of himself, but being the high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but that he might also gather together into one the children of God who are scattered abroad. Meditation question. How did God speak through Caiaphas, the high priest, even though he was evil? Why did God use the high priest Caiaphas, who hated Jesus, to speak prophetically about Jesus? Verse 49 says, Caiaphas was the high priest that year, but that does not mean that he was only the high priest for that year. He was the high priest for 18 years, from AD 18 to 36. In his unintended prophecy, in verses 49 and 50, Caiaphas scolded the council and told them, "You know nothing at all, nor do you consider that it is advantageous for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation not perish." Verse 51 makes it clear that his statement did not come from himself, but because Caiaphas was the high priest, God prophesied through him, saying that Jesus would die for the nation. This is talking about the nation of Israel. However, verse 52 continues, "And not for the nation only, but that he might also gather together into one the children of God scattered abroad." There were many Jewish communities outside of Israel at that time, which may have been in the mind of the high priest. However, clearly this statement includes the sheep that are not of this pen, which Jesus mentioned in John 10:16. "I have sheep that are not of this pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd." So the prophecy meant that Jesus would die for Israel and for all nations. God spoke to Caiaphas, who did not even understand what he was saying or what it meant when he said it. However, later the Jews who came to faith in Christ reflected on what the high priest had said and realized that God had spoken through him to confirm in a strange way the meaning and purpose of the cross. When we read in the Gospels, it seems like most of the religious teachers, leaders, and Pharisees rejected Jesus. They were the ones who demanded that Jesus be crucified. However, later some of them did believe. They knew that they had crucified their Messiah and that he died for them so that they would not perish. The words of Caiaphas, the high priest, confirmed this message. God speaks to people in many ways, even though they sometimes reject the message. God speaks to them because he loves them. God spoke prophetically through the high priest, even though they hated Jesus and were trying to kill him because of his love. He wanted them to understand the cross. And many of them did believe. Verse 53, "So from that day forward, they took counsel that they might put him to death. Jesus, therefore, walked no more among the Jews, but departed from there into the country near the wilderness to a city called Ephraim. He stayed there with his disciples." Jesus withdrew to Ephraim, about 15 miles north of Jerusalem, and he remained there with his disciples. The crowd was gathering in Jerusalem for the Passover feast, and the pilgrims were wondering if Jesus would attend the feast, even though he was in danger. He was now on the wanted list because the council had made it known that anyone who knew where Jesus was must report it to the officials. Verse 55. Now, the Passover of the Jews was at hand. Many went up from the country of Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Then they sought for Jesus and spoke with one another as they stood in the temples, saying, "What do you think? That he isn't coming to the feast at all?" Now the chief priests and Pharisees had commanded that if anyone knew where he was, he should report it, that they may seize him. Meditation question. How do you think Jesus felt during the last few days of his life, knowing that the people he had come to save were trying to kill him. Most commentaries think this Passover occurred in AD 30, the year of Jesus' death. Everyone knew that the chief priests and Pharisees wanted to arrest and kill Jesus. Jesus himself knew that the cross and his hour of suffering were near. Jesus had taught the people and had done many works to show that he had come from the Father. Soon he would be alone, and even his disciples would deny him. The crowds would hail him when he entered Jerusalem, but in the end, those who wanted to kill him would get their way. Jesus was God and was also a human being. He felt sad, rejected, and alone. Yet he was not alone. The Father was with him. And Jesus knew his Father had sent him to be the Passover lamb, to die for the sins of the world. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. Thank you that you endured the rejection and hate of men for us. Thank you that you obeyed your Father's will to secure our salvation and redemption. Thank you that you speak to us and reveal to us the glory of the cross. Give us a heart to love you, to serve you, and to obey you today. In Jesus' name, amen.